This Jocks 94.5 podcast is brought to you by Millennium Satellite and Video. Log on to msbnow.com. TV excellence everywhere. That's Millennium.
All right, it's time for five questions for Pat Smith. This is Pat Ponders.
I want to know what you're thinking. Tell me what's on your mind.
It's time for Pat Ponders.
And it's brought to you by our friends at Alabama Roofing Professionals. Mike and the gang working hard for you. The free roof inspections we tell you about all the time. Roof repairs, maybe a new roof, or they just give you the thumbs up and say, hey, you got a great looking roof. You're good to go. They'll take care of you. They're honest. They're going to warranty any work that they do. And don't forget about the blow-in insulation, keeping your home energy efficient during the hot months and the colder months that are down the road as well. Alabama Roofing Professionals, alroofpros.com, 205-722-ROOF.
All right, guys, we kick off the final Pat Ponders for the week for you and John. Question number one, what former sports announcer annoyed you the most growing up?
So, okay, it doesn't have to be play-by-play. It could be an analyst, anything.
Yeah.
Jerry the King Lawler.
So he bothers you the most.
You'll like this one, Pat. Steve Stone.
So you didn't like him on the on WGN?
Well, I don't know. It was a little nasally, I guess. Is that fair?
You know, he does White Sox games now.
Does he really?
He does.
Mm-hmm.
Him and Harry Carey, what a crew.
I would say Johnny Miller in golf.
Johnny Miller. So why Jerry Lawler?
I don't know. I don't think he's bad or anything. I don't know. I always liked hearing JR, and every time I wanted to hear something, Lawler would always jump in. I was like, oh, shut up, man.
What about you, Pete?
That would be Howard Cosell. Couldn't stand him. Smart man. Just never particularly cared for him on any of those broadcasts.
Alrighty.
Didn't like him. Alright, guys, question number two. What's one college football game you would love to change the outcome of?
Ooh. I would say just because of kind of the run that we had going in this state, 2013. And just because it was Jameis Winston in Florida State, Auburn, in that national championship game. For several reasons. Yeah.
Any of them monetary? I'm just kidding.
Yes. Indeed.
Of course. I mean.
So it would be the Florida State, Auburn national championship game for you.
Yeah, that's the first one that comes to mind if I'm just kind of backtracking. Trying to think of some other games that would have really changed the landscape.
Do you think most Alabama fans would say it would be the kick six?
See, I was going to mention that, but only because of the scuttlebutt and talk of where Saban was going to go. And so if he actually wins that game and, you know, I assume probably wins the national championship, from what I've heard and been led to believe, he was gone one way or another. So I'm wondering if Alabama fans really would want to make that change.
What's another one for you, Pat?
That's tough.
Because I think SEC here, like games that could have changed where we could have gotten an SEC team, and I know there's plenty of examples, in a national championship game.
I mean, you had the phantom wide receiver, the pass interference call in the national championship game with Miami and Ohio State.
Yeah, I could care less. I mean, I'm not a huge fan of either one of those. Like I'm saying, I mean, it doesn't involve an SEC team. Like, an SEC team didn't get screwed there. So, but
if it was one game for Auburn, do you think they would say the Florida State game? Because obviously it was for the national championship.
Yeah.
Or do you think Alabama fans would say the Clemson game a couple years ago with Tua at quarterback? Or the Deshaun Watson, or the first one that Clemson got
on. What about the kick six, though?
Yeah, I mean, I think that probably irritates Alabama fans more than any other, but...
I mean, the Georgia fans, they would obviously say the second and 26. Before that, I think Georgia fans would say, what, the SEC championship game where they could have played Notre Dame instead of Alabama?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Florida fans, probably the, I don't know, Nebraska game.
Yeah, that
Tommy Frazier.
Probably 09 SEC championship if I'm Florida.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Good question, Pat.
Because I think if they would have gotten past Bama, I believe they thought they would have been able to roll for another national title.
And you can make the argument that Tim Tebow is the greatest college football player of all time.
This is true.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Individual season. He still kind of can, but if he leads that comeback and beats Alabama again, and then goes on and wins his third national championship, and the one year he won the Heisman, you'd be hard-pressed to find someone that you could put over as the greatest college football player ever. But
yeah,
he did.
Greatest individual season, though, is debatable. And I know you're saying just player, but
Cam Newton greatest ever. I didn't
Joe
say
Burrow.
That. Greatest college football player ever. Yeah.
Yeah. I was clarifying, not for you, for our listeners.
All right, guys, question number three. If you had to eat one thing from McDonald's every meal for a week straight, what would you choose?
Probably go McChicken sandwich.
Specify, it's got to be an actual, like, it can't be like ice cream. It's got to be an actual, I mean, I can't say like fries.
Well, I guess if you think that you could eat enough fries to sustain you for 1 week, and you can do it every day.
But I'm saying that the one thing is all you're going to have the entire week?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I'm going to change mine. Sausage, egg, and cheese McMuffin.
And that way that if you don't want the meat portion of that sandwich and you just want to eat the McMuffin part, then you're good to go. Is that what you're thinking?
Yeah, but I could eat it every meal. I don't think I'd get tired of it. Notice I didn't go chicken nuggets. McNuggets. Which, by the way, I'm still going to try that on the Food for Thought. Landrum versus Food. The 100.
Yeah.
What was it, 100 in 10 minutes? It was,
I think
yeah.
That's right. I'll have to go back and look.
10
yeah.
per minute, yeah.
All right, John, so what are you doing for a week for every meal from McDonald's?
I might do that new Travis Scott meal. Because it's just a quarter pounder with fries and barbecue sauce and a Sprite.
Some
I can
places
handle that.
You couldn't do it. It's causing meat shortages at some McDonald's locations. That thing is taking off.
Well, if that's the case, then that's fine. If they can't provide it to me, then I'll go out and get something else. But I think that's something I could handle, not necessarily get tired of after a week, but also make it to where it feels like something different each time. Like I could put the barbecue sauce on the burger and then, you know, maybe put on the fries another time or mix it up to where, no, I mean, no offense to like Landrum's idea that, you know, you can take off the sausage or the muffin, but that feels like almost like you're kind of cheating, like you're not eating the thing you ordered.
All right, next question, number four.
Pat, you have to end. I know you're asking the questions, but I want to hear from you, especially on that question.
No, I would go the same route you did. I probably would go sausage biscuit, and then I would probably just eat just the biscuit portion for breakfast, and then obviously try to eat the sausage for lunch and dinner.
You could, and you can use condiments too, so you could mix up your sauces. You could go like your jellies. Maybe a little mustard. Change it up a little bit.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yep.
I'm with you.
All right, number four. What's something you always wanted to do as a child but never got to do it?
One of those things would have been peewee football. I had to wait until I was in middle school. and I was jealous of the kids that you'd see them, you know, practicing, playing, and the thing that really stunk was my older sister was a cheerleader for a peewee, so I had to go watch, and like watching friends play. But in hindsight, I think it was probably a good move.
How about you, John?
I'm torn between being an astronaut and flying a fighter jet.
As a child?
Yeah. You never seen planes and all this stuff? Like, man, I'd love to fly that. I never got to do it.
Could have gone to showbiz in that helicopter that went up and down for like 4 feet.
I know it's not the same.
So did you want to go to space camp, John?
No. I don't want to put in the work or effort to actually do it. I just wanted to be an astronaut.
I see. I got you. Yeah, forget the work.
Well, I'm a kid. Like, like Veruca Salt said, I want it now.
Want a golden goose.
Yeah. All right, guys, fifth and final question for the week. What is the weirdest scar you have, and how did you get it?
That would be the one on the top of my left arm and the one on the top of my left shoulder. And it was from a car accident that I had while in college. I had some road rash. It's gotten good bit better over time, but it's still there.
Honestly, I don't really have any besides birthmarks.
No scars.
Good for
not
you.
Really, no, yeah. Any kind of abrasion or scuff up that's happened has gone away. So, by the way, chicks don't dig me. I don't have any scars.
What about you, Pat?
Actually, I have a scar up on the top of my forehead where I was four or 5 years old, and my sister accidentally dropped a hair dryer, and it came across and hit my forehead, and I had to go get 11 stitches.
Yeah, accident, all right. You bought that?
She didn't like the fact that I was trying to change the channel. So, yeah, that's the weirdest scar I've got. Okay, guys, that's today and the week's Pat Ponders.
And it's brought to you by Alabama Roofing Professionals, alroofpros.com. That's alroofpros.com. Check them out. All the information is right there on a great website, or you can give them a call, 205-722-ROOF.
This is Three Man Front.